95. Leave your contact info today at 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm seated with Dr. Glenn Davis today. Dr. Davis hails from up in Folkestone, Georgia, and I'm thankful that he's able to be with us today as we talk about some things that I believe are vital for us to understand. When I say for us, I'm talking about Christians and conservatives, that we understand where we are and what is happening in this battle. And that telephone number, should you like to call in, join in the dialogue and discussion, ask your questions, 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on it. What are your thoughts? Did you believe what you were hearing on the Democratic National Convention platform and what was promised and what was said? Do you believe that somehow, some way, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have done the right thing for America? Do you believe that the Tim Walz and Kamala Harris team will be a benefit and a blessing for Christians and conservatives and patriots in America? Or do you believe somehow, some way, we've been lied to, it's been deceitful, and somehow, some way, as I would simply call it, a demonic conspiracy behind the scenes to take control of America and to lead us down the primrose path, as I would call it, to total socialism, Marxism, which both terms simply connote communism in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah, the 4th chapter, verses 1 and following in particular, chapter 2, verse 17 and 18. Nehemiah had challenged the people to join with him in building the wall around Jerusalem. He had challenged them, and they said, let us rise up and build. There was a conviction that it was needed. There was a commitment to carry it out. And you find in the 3rd chapter, there was a coordination for the workers to be carrying out the task. And then there was the conspiracy that's found in the 4th chapter of the book of Nehemiah. And that conspiracy was carried out by Nehemiah's enemies. The enemies of the work of God, the enemies of God, conspired together and kept on trickling in a little information to the camp of workers each and every evening. They would say that we're coming in, we're going to kill all of you when you least expect it. As a result of that, it brought some dilemmification in the hearts and the minds of some of the workers. It caused some of them to be discouraged and distracted, but yet Nehemiah said, as they worked with the trowel in one hand and the sword in the other hand, that is carrying out the work of the laying of the stones and the brick, etc., with one hand, and the sword to defend themselves with the other hand, they kept on working. And the reason they were able to keep working to carry out the task that God had called them to do is because Nehemiah said in the 4th chapter, the 20th verse, our God shall fight for us. And ladies and gentlemen, when we look at the circumstances and the situation that's taking place on a national level today in this election cycle, we need to understand that the team that's involved now in the supposed leadership role, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, they literally have a goal of destroying our liberties, destroying the freedom of speech, destroying our rights to keep and bear arms, destroying our borders, and continue to carry out the work of allowing the illegal invaders to come in and destroy our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a sad thing to recognize that voters will vote simply on the fluff and the show and shine and what is spoken of and not what is true and what is real. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation stands in jeopardy. Our religious liberties stand in jeopardy. Our freedom of speech in jeopardy. Our right to keep in arms in jeopardy today because of the enemy. But ladies and gentlemen, the Marxist Socialist Communist Democratic Party lies to us. They plan to continue to destroy the morals, ethics, and the values in our nation. I believe that it's time we wake up, sit up, be heard, and be seen, and recognize the enemies. But the bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, and Dr. Davis and I want to speak to that in just a moment, what should we do? How should we live? As Christians, as conservatives, how do we respond to what we see taking place? What ought to be our mindset, our motivation? And as Ezekiel 33:10 says, how should we then live? I believe we have Danny on the line. Danny, go with the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you so much for taking my call. Just a couple of points here. First of all, we have to understand that God is in control. He's still on the throne, and he's going to work his will, whatever that looks like. If we're under judgment, we're under judgment. But having said that, we have to understand also that this Democratic Party, the new Communist Party, is pure evil. Right. It has nothing to do with Kamala Harris. It has nothing to do with Joe Biden. It has to do with those that are in control of that whole system. They are pure evil. We're probably looking at an extension of the Obama term. People look at Kamala Harris, people that are not savvy with politics and don't pay attention. They see a beautiful young lady, a black lady. She's talking about joy, love, peace, all of this stuff. She's talking about correcting what Donald Trump did to this country, and people are buying it. They are buying it. But one other thing I want to say, and we have to be careful with this, one of the biggest issues that the Republicans have is Donald Trump. I support him with every fiber of my being. I support the platform he's running on. We have to understand we're not voting for a person, we're voting for a platform. Yes. Donald Trump has a way, if we're not careful, of snatching defeat from the jaws of victory, so to speak. I came in the other night, my son had watched his debate in Atlanta, and I came in afterwards, and my son was livid. And I'm like, what is wrong? He said, you wouldn't believe what Trump just did. I'm like, what did he do now? Well, all he could do was just downgrade and just humiliate Brian Kemp. That's all he could do was just talk bad about Brian Kemp. Now, in the state of Georgia, Brian Kemp's a very popular governor. I think the world of Brian Kemp. Matter of fact, it should be flip-flopped, in my opinion, but it's not. So I finally got him calmed down and helped him understand, remember, we're voting for a platform, not for a person. So just this morning, I was speaking with a friend of mine, and we were talking about the election and everything going on, and she said that she has two neighbors, one on each side. We live in a very conservative area. These people are what you would call conservative, but they both have told her under no condition were they going to vote. They weren't going to vote for Kamala, but they were not voting for Donald Trump, no matter what, because they absolutely could not stand him. I tried to get her, and she said they've talked to him about it's not Donald Trump, it's what's going to happen to our country, the direction we have, and the point, you know, to point that out. People have to understand, and I don't think most people do, because most people are not savvy. Like I said, most people don't pay attention. But people have to understand this is America's last best hope. Donald Trump, his last term in office was a Band-Aid. It slowed it down. If we can get him back in there, we can slow it down again and maybe have some luck with some other situations. I don't know. Maybe God will bless us. I don't know. But if Donald Trump does not win this election, we will be totally communist before the end of the next term. There probably won't even be another party, because you notice in all these dictatorships, they just snuff out anybody that comes that opposes them. Venezuela is a prime example of what they just
did. Absolutely.
So
Danny, if I can Danny, if I can jump in for just a moment and elongate what you're saying, even though it was, a little brazen with Trump's confrontation and demeaning of Brian Kemp, it won Brian Kemp, because I don't know if you know the ladies, Brian Kemp is now sponsoring Donald Trump. Brian Kemp is now saying Trump is the man. Trump is now embracing Brian Kemp and saying, and let me put it this way, he's saying Brian Kemp is the best thing since sliced bread. There became a come to Jesus moment that Brian Kemp decided I needed Trump, and Trump decided I need Brian Kemp, which is workable in that realm. But as you're talking about, we need to understand that this could be, very well could be, the very last election. It is not only America is in the crosshairs, but everything that we call near and dear to us, Christians and Christian beliefs and morals and values, are at the are at stake today. And you talked about the two neighbors that said they're not going to vote for either one. That is a self-righteous, ungodly, unholy, demeaning mindset that says, I'm just going to stay out. I'm going to take my marbles out of the game. I'm not going to shoot marbles with you anymore. I'm not going to play ball with you anymore. I'm going to get out of the game, but I still want to be the recipient of some of the good things that happen in America and what God can do through our leadership. That is a absolute crock, as it would be called. It is a sound of, I'm just self-righteous. I'm going to vote for God and God only. That's a mindset that permeates. That's the reason in 2020, 40 million Christians didn't even vote. So if you want to know the truth, Danny, we as Christians and conservatives, we get what we vote for. If we're going to sit at home and pout, then we're going to get the Socialist Marxist Communist Party that leads our nation. We need to wake up, speak up, and understand that we're in a battle. And if we're in a battle, Danny, what I want our listeners to understand today, if we're in a battle, and we are, we're faced with a demonic delusion that's coming out of the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party, and yet that is a battle for the heart, the soul, and the mind of America. And if we do not win the battle, we have lost our Bill of Rights. We've lost our Constitutional Republic. We will have lost everything that we hold near and dear as Christians today. So, Danny, my mindset is, my desire and challenge to our listeners today is just as you said, we need to vote. We need to vote. As Christians, we need to vote. We're not voting for Jesus. We're not voting for God. We're voting for a human being with a spine, a backbone, and a love for America enough to risk his life and to stand for truth and to honor God. In fact, I don't know if our listeners heard Trump recently talking about he is not God, that he is only serving God, that there's one greater than him, and we need to recognize that it's the Lord Jesus Christ. He went on and on and on to what you and I would call a Christian testimony. And I don't know that the man's saved or not, but if he is, he's a miniature Christian. As such, he doesn't know the biblical, theological, doctrinal Christian terms, and he's just putting it on a human level that I trust God. God saved my life. I wouldn't be here had it not been for God. So I'm going to vote for Trump, and I want everybody to know that. So, Danny, thank you so much for your call. God bless you. Let's keep looking up. Yeah, God bless you. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Dr. Davis, as we talk about the battle, and we are in a battle, let me just give a little lineup of some of the things that I think of that we're in a battle. The battle is against our battle stands, we're against the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. Our battle is for the maintaining of our Bill of Rights. Our battle against the Biden-Harris-DeWaltz push for butchering boys and girls, cutting off healthy body parts. Our battle is against open borders and the millions of illegal invaders that are coming in. Our battle is for truth and not for the fictional promises of the Marxist Communist Democratic Party today. Our battle is for the morals and the ethics and the values of our children in the public schools today, where they're being shown raw pornography that's presented by the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. Our battle today is against the murder by way of abortion. Our battle today, ladies and gentlemen, is for the freedom from forced death jabs called COVID vaccination. And Dr. Davis, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, CDC just rolled out a brand new vaccination. They say that we've got a new strain of COVID, and as a result of the new strain of COVID, this vaccination is available for 6-month-old right on up And if you're elderly, you need to take the vaccination. And at the same time, just Monday or Tuesday of this week, CDC said that we're faced for a major pandemic before the fall.
My.
So we see the handwriting on the wall. In my opinion, before the election, that's about 73 days from now, before the election, CDC will announce that we are in a pandemic. We've got to circumvent this pandemic, and the high probability there will be a ruling that we cannot go out and vote, that it's got to be by absentee ballot and not in person, because we've got to protect ourselves. CDC, ladies and gentlemen, is an instrument, a tool, in the hands of the socialist, Marxist, democratic government that is out to control we the people. And so I want us to understand that we're in a battle. But, ladies and gentlemen, there's an answer to that battle. Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Dr. Davis, I want you to take a moment. Read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through about verse 18. Then we're going to wrap up the broadcast today by talking about what the Scripture calls for, as what we should do, how should we prepare for this battle that we're in. Read that for us today.
Amen. It says, verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, not our might.
Right.
But in God's might. It says, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles, that's the trickiness, the craftiness,
that's right,
and the cunningness of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor, not just part of it. Mm-hmm. You got to have the whole armor.
Amen.
Of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always, not sometime.
Right.
He said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. There's a difference in praying in yourself and praying in the Spirit, but he's telling you to pray in the Spirit, amen, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And if you notice, watching and praying goes together in many portions of the Scripture. So if we fail to do either one, then we're not going to be successful.
Amen. Dr. Davis, in looking at that text, there are two or three, four prerequisites that I believe our listeners need to embrace today and understand. First of all, we've got to admit that we are facing an enemy. We've got to admit that we are in a battle.
Amen.
And just as Danny was talking about just a moment ago, our last caller, talking about some of the neighbors that say they're not going to vote, they're just simply trying to insulate themselves and be self-righteous, that I'm above the fray, I'm above the battle, I'm above the lies, I'm above the brazenness of President Trump, and so therefore I'm just not going to vote. That's a crock. That's an absolute false, phony self-righteousness. But we must admit that we're facing an enemy, and that enemy that we're faced with today is a demonic enemy, but it's being played out in human lives, in human hearts, through liars and thieves and those that will tear down and destroy what God is building up and wanting to do. It's a mindset, ladies and gentlemen, through the Biden-Harris, Waltz, Barack Obama, elitist Democrat rulers that we're fighting against. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard me say before, and Dr. Davis, you've heard me say, and we've talked about it, we're witnessing today at this very moment the third term of Barack Hussein Obama. Obama is behind the scenes. Obama is the one that helped to get Joe Biden ousted. Obama really and truly is not for Kamala Harris. Obama really wanted to see Hillary Clinton or Michelle Obama be the candidate.
Well, that's so true. I mean, if... Again, you need to do your homework.
That's right.
Because if they could have just discarded Kamala Harris, they would have done that.
That's right.
But it wasn't, and this was this is what was in the back parts of their mind. Mm-hmm. But as they began to figure out ways to do that, they found out it wasn't going to be so easy.
That's right.
Because they would have destroyed the total platform. And again, you said the financial part. That would have been done away with.
They couldn't pick up that pot of gold to run with. That's right.
So they had to go along with what was going to be popular and set a brand new stage and build it all around lies and hypocrisy and get the people to buy it.
That's right.
And this is what's done happened. And I'm going to say this so we can take the next caller and then you go on with the discussion. They did their job so masterfully until it reached the mind of a weak-minded individual who decided to try and assassinate President Trump.
That's right.
And this is their end goal.
In fact, there was just, while he was out in Arizona just the day before yesterday, there was an attempt, i.e., an individual online out and out said that he was going to shoot Donald Trump. Fortunately, they arrested him. It was a pedophile. He had been going under, I believe, 17 different aliases and was wanted in several states, but made the brazen statement that he was going to shoot Donald Trump.
My.
And that's the kind of people that... their weak minds will be motivated to do that based on what Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and others are saying in the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party. I believe I have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, I'm not raising the white flag and surrendering, but when you look at things the way that they've evolved and the way they are, the Bible doesn't it say that in the end the world will be total darkness. It'll be plunged into nothing but wickedness. And aren't we just trying to save it, save the world, but there's no saving it. This world as we know it's gonna end. We can pray about things, but eventually we either gonna die and be with the Lord or the rapture is gonna come get us. And
Tom,
I think to dream that Donald Trump's gonna save the world, I just think that's not good thinking.
Well, let me insert this. Salt and light. Salt does not prevent decay. Salt simply delays decay. Light does not cause darkness to totally dispel, but it gives a glimmer of light. You can take a 10,000 square foot warehouse building with no walls, just an open 10,000 square foot building. In the center of that room, that 10,000 square foot building, you can strike a match. It will be dim, but there will be light. And the scripture says, without any equivocation, the Lord Jesus said for the Christians that we are salt and light. Salt needs to get out of the shaker. Christians need to get out of the shaker. Christians need to be at the ballot box. Christians need to vote. We need to vote based on the Word of God, not based on some idea that's been placed in the minds and the hearts of believers across the nation that Trump is bad, Trump is wicked, Trump is brazen, Trump is brash, Trump has a horrible tongue on occasion, etc. All of that may be true, but we need to vote. We are citizens of two countries, of heaven and of this world. And as good citizens, we need to be salt and light. We need to vote. Trump cannot save America. Trump will not save America, but Trump will preserve and delay the decay that is in our nation today. So I don't mind telling anybody any place. I think that it's time that we as Christians stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen, and at the same time recognize, as in Psalms 146, the scripture is very clear in the third verse. It says, put not your trust in princes, nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help. There is hope in our standing, but Tom, as I've said all of this broadcast, we're in a battle. It is a battle for the heart and soul of America. It's a battle for the heart and soul and the convictions of Christians and conservatives. It is a battle that lest we stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen, we will lose that battle. And yes, ultimately this world will decay. Ultimately this world will be gone. Revelation text in chapter 6 through 18 talks about the days of the tribulation. You talked about there being darkness during the days of the tribulation. After the church is raptured out at a point in time, there will be a total darkness that falls over the world, coming out of the demonic influence that's in the world through the Antichrist at that time. But while we're still this side of the rapture, we need to think as God thinks, act as God would have us to act, and be salt and light as Christians. And we're in that battle.
Yes, we are. I agree with everything. But, Dr. Youngblood, in your lifetime, you know, Jesus said in the last days, deception would be rampant. And the previous caller was talking about, somebody said, well, I'm not voting for Trump, even though they're a Republican. I'm voting for Kamala. Well, right now I'm having trouble with a toenail, but I'm not going to cut my foot off to do it. But Dr. Youngblood, it's stupidity reigns king now. And you can fix stupidity, but it's against the law.
Yes.
You can fix it, but it's against the law.
That's right. We need to recognize we're in a battle. That's the bottom line. We need to recognize the enemy. We need to stand against evil. We need to stand our ground according to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 and following. Tom, thank you so much for your call. God bless you. Keep looking up. I believe Jose's on the line. Jose, go ahead with a question or comment. I believe we just lost Jose. Jose, if you're listening, call back in. We'd still love to talk with you. Dr. Davis, as we look at the Ephesians text in the sixth chapter, as I said a moment ago, we need to recognize that we're in a battle. We need to it's an impossibility in any battle, military, Navy, Army, etc. We can't be in a battle unless we recognize the enemy. We've got to recognize the enemy. And in recognizing the enemy, the scripture says we must withstand evil. The word evil is the word parnaros. That means bad, wicked. We need to withstand it. Secondly, we need to stand our ground. I find it fascinating, Dr. Davis, in the 13th verse of Ephesians. It says, wherefore take on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day. In the evil day, and having done all, stand. That means we put on the armor, the whole armor of God, which is outlined in the balance of that text, put on the whole armor of God, and we dig our heels in. We do not bow, we not bend, we do not sit, we do not run, but we face the enemy, knowing that our God shall fight for us. That's found in the Nehemiah text, chapter 4, verse 20. Dr. Davis, we've got about a minute left. Wrap us up on this broadcast today.
Well, basically what we need to do, again, Dr. Youngblood, is, like you say, prepare. Mm-hmm. For the second coming of our Lord and Savior,
Amen.
Jesus Christ. But all at the same time, remember, while we're here, we still have to live.
That's right.
So there are certain things that God has charged us to do. We have to continue to plant kingdom seeds.
That's right. Amen.
Because we pray in our prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
In order for God's will to be done here and now, we have to continue with the Christ mindset to plant kingdom seeds, mm-hmm. so that God's will be done in our lives even right now.
Amen. And I challenge our listeners as we leave the air today, challenge our listeners. Read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 and following. Put on the whole armor of God. Be willing to stand facing the enemy, and we must stand armored to do battle against the evil.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. You are invited to participate in a broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood and Let's Face the Issues. This program allows you, the listener, to call in and ask your questions about current issues. Dr. Youngblood deals with moral, ethical, and political issues.